السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
After reciting the Tashahud, Dawz, Tasmiyah and Surah Fatiha, Hazrat Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ayyadahullah Ta'ala bin Nasir Aziz said, It is through His grace that Allah the Almighty has united the Ahmadis around the world through MTA and made us so well informed that now there is no need to wait for a certain period of time for the magazines and newspapers of the community to be published in order to hear about the tours of the Khalifa, as well as about the Jamaat events and other news. Rather, every news reaches instantly, and every event is watched as it unfolds. In fact, sometimes the listeners instantly send their views and express their sentiments regarding the proceedings of the Jalsa and their atmosphere during the live programs. Nevertheless, as everyone is aware, Jalsa Salana Germany took place recently. People wrote to me regarding that too. Often people write about programs from various other places and countries. In particular, wherever I travel to, people specifically express their views regarding that particular place or event with varying sentiments. One expresses gratitude towards Allah the Almighty and praises Him for having granted this blessing, i.e. of MTA. Through this means, it has united the community of the Promised Messiah alayhi salam as one entity. He has vouchsafed the physical means for a beautiful sight of the Jamaat members being beaded into one string of pearls. Thus, whereas, on the one hand, we should be grateful to Allah the Almighty for this. On the other hand, we should also be thankful to the workers of MTA, which include volunteers as well as full-time staff. These people are behind the cameras or work in the transmission rooms or are occupied with other tasks. A multitude of workers spend effort on producing and transmitting each program. Some among them are those who are visible and sat in the studios. In addition to them, there are some workers who, whenever I go on a tour, go along from here, taking with them their equipment for the uplink, etc. Then the volunteers and staff of the countries where the events take place also work alongside them. There also exists a team of such volunteers and regular staff in Germany who produce various programs of interest. May Allah the Almighty reward all of them. And this is also what people write in their letters, that may Allah the Almighty bless the workers of MTA, and they offer their sentiments of gratitude. Likewise, there are workers engaged in various other departments during the Jalsa who render their services on a voluntary basis. They serve the guests incessantly. In larger countries, their number has meanwhile reached thousands, which includes men, women, young boys and girls, as well as children. They work with such a spirit, which in this era is only visible in the Ahmadiyya community, a glimpse of which we saw a few weeks ago here in the UK annual convention. And now we have seen the same outline at the Jalsa Salana in Germany. Thus, all participants should be thankful to these volunteers who, as I always say, work with a passion for the sake of Allah the Almighty while being selfless. The actions of these workers serve as a means of silent tabligh for the non-Ahmadi and non-Muslim guests. Regarding the programs of Jalsa Salana that are broadcast on MTA, people send their comments, and they benefit from those programs and enjoy them. However, the impressions and feelings of the attendees from outside of the community and the expressions of their sentiments upon witnessing the service of the workers are neither shown nor reported during the Jalsa days, nor is it at all possible to somehow show. These workers, in addition to performing their duties, are serving as silent missionaries. Neither the screen of MTA reports this aspect, nor can the presenters do justice to this task. Likewise, the attendees of Jalsa also leave a good impression on the guests through their conduct. The guests later indicate towards this. Thus, it is incumbent that this aspect of effects and impressions of Jalsa Salana also be presented before the people. And I present it for this purpose, that the Ahmadis living around the world may also come to know as to how the influences of Jalsa Salana serve as an exceptional effect on the attendees from outside the community, and so that the attendees and workers may also know as to how their behaviors silently bring the attendees from outside the community closer to the beautiful teachings of Islam. In this regard, I will now present the impressions of guests who had come from various countries, so that this aspect of the blessings of Jalsa may also come before us. And we may be given another opportunity to be grateful to Allah the Almighty, and that we may pay attention to further reforming our conditions. A Muslim guest of Arab origin, Khalid Mayaz Sahib, who works for the Red Cross, attended the Jalsa Salana Germany this year. Expressing his sentiments, he says, "When I would hear my non-Muslim friends criticize Islam, I would be unable to defend Islam due to the mutual dislike and disputes of Muslims. However, today during this Jalsa, having seen the collective as well as individual peace, love and unity of your Jamaat, and having witnessed in the members and the sentiment of love and obedience towards the Khalifa, my head has been lifted with pride and honor in that I have witnessed a Jamaat with my own eyes, the members of which are peaceful and whose gatherings are well organized." He says that by quoting your example with great confidence to my non-Muslim friends, I can now respond to their allegations against Islam. Then a German guest, Michael Fischer Sahib, attended the Jalsa. He says that prior to attending the Jalsa, I frequently read in the newspapers that Ahmadis are peace-loving people. However, in my heart, I would think that many people also claim to be peaceful. After coming here, I have witnessed with my own eyes that the testimony of the claim of peace followed by its practical example can merely be found in this Jalsa, where people are personally spending their time in peace and love and are also welcoming other participants. It is astonishing to see such a vast gathering with such peace. On other occasions, even if 500 men gather together, there is bound to be a quarrel. He says that having attended the Jalsa and having witnessed this peaceful environment of yours, I testify to your claim of peace. Then a German lady by the name Mirasi Ogala, who is in regular contact with the Jamaat, witnessed the program of Bayt, i.e. the Pledge of Allegiance ceremony, during the Jalsa. She says, "Almost all of my questions have been answered and solved one by one. I now believe that I will not attend the Jalsa much longer as a guest. Rather, it is my desire to personally do Bayt and enter the Jamaat." A lady by the name Maria Jose, who is originally from South America but is currently a student in Berlin and has come here to study, expressed her sentiments by saying, "I was completely unaware of Islam or Ahmadiyya prior to this event. I was informed about the Jamaat through the wife of the missionary in Paraguay. I found out that a Jalsa of the Ahmadiyya community is held in Germany. Hence, I came in order to attend. After coming here, I was amazed to see people of so many nations, races, and colors living together with such unity and experiencing an atmosphere of peace and comfort in every direction. Every person is in content. No one has any fear. Participating in such a beautiful gathering is a new experience for me. It is my desire to return to Berlin and contact the Mosque of Ahmadiyya Jamaat and to further strengthen my relationship with this Jamaat. My heartfelt comfort by being around you." Then three ladies from Macedonia working for a social welfare organization were present. One of them says that many Muslims live in our surroundings in Macedonia. However, this kind of Islam and such a social demonstration thereof proved to exceed our expectation. We have witnessed your members your teachings and your leadership, and we will return with the awareness of being able to introduce our Jamaat to the Muslims there. She says that this Jamaat and its Jalsas serve as an example for other Muslims. Furthermore, such a peaceful teaching and such an organized Jamaat is capable of representing Muslims at an international level. On this occasion, we came here on the invitation of another person. However, we hope to bring guests with us in the future and to personally introduce the Jamaat to the Muslims of Macedonia. Thus, this is how Allah the Exalted opens avenues for tabligh. A Christian guest from Latvia by the name May Keller Sahib was also present. He is a student and is interested in researching into different religions. He says, "I am deeply interested in religions, and due to this very reason, I have read the teachings of your Jamaat, and am now seeing its practical demonstration. I find your teachings and your conduct positive and attractive. I have felt a spiritual devotion in the participants of Jalsa." The spiritual devotion that is felt by these guests should not be temporary only for the days of Jalsa. Rather, it is the responsibility of the Ahmadis that participate in the Jalsa to make this their permanent trait. A lady journalist from Latvia called Augustine Sahiba, whilst expressing her impressions, wrote, "For the past 6 months, I have been working on a project with regards to the various sects within Islam. In this regard, I also went to Istanbul and met with various Islamic sects there. However, having seen the Imam of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat here, I do not have the words to express the state of my heart. During our meeting, I asked him," i.e., she asked me, "what is the solution for radicalization and extremism?" He gave a complete answer to this difficult question in merely two words, by saying that the solution to these problems is to provide adequate education and upbringing and to teach Islam correctly. She says that certainly proper understanding is the solution to these issues, and the true servant of the Holy Prophet ﷺ has granted us the awareness of this knowledge, and he has shared this teaching with us. Therefore, every Ahmadi should not only take pride about such impressions of others. Rather, we should consistently strive to improve our practical conditions. Professor Loli Diaz Sahib from Kurtuba University in Latvia attended the Jalsa and shared her impressions. She wrote, "I attended such a vast Muslim gathering for the first time in my life. To see the Imam of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community for the first time was a unique experience for me, and I will always remember that feeling for the rest of my life. My words do not render justice to my emotions. It is my belief that this Jamaat and the Khalifa of this Jamaat are completely different from other Muslims, and I sense this difference within me." Every Ahmadi who was present at the Jalsa left an impression upon her. Forty-six members of the Bosnian delegation attended the Jalsa this year, out of which 18 were Ahmadis, and the remaining approximately 28 were being introduced to the community. One of the guests, Yasmin Sahiba, who is also the president of an NGO and was introduced to the Jamaat recently, attended the Jalsa. She drove alone in her car for 1,200 kilometers in order to get here. She says, "I was astonished to see the immense Jalsa arrangements and wondered what kind of people they are. I did not notice any flaw in the Jalsa arrangements. Hence, This is the result of the service rendered by the volunteers, and it does nothing but impress the outsiders. Then there was a guest by the name Nijat Sahib, who is from the Bosnian Roman Catholic community. He is a famous politician, well-known intellectual, and also the councillor of the city of Totla. He says, "The Jalsa arrangements were executed very well. Prior to my attendance at the Jalsa, I had never been to a similar event. This Jalsa was a learning curve for me in various ways. After witnessing the sincerity of the volunteers, I concluded that they have very strong faith, and the conformity in their words and actions was the secret behind their progress. And the main thing that developed this condition within them was their connection with Khilafat. When these people attend our events, the negative concept of Khilafat in their minds and the fear that it causes are both dispelled. Therefore, every Ahmadi worker should strive to maintain and preserve these impressions." Mahir Sahib, a non-Ahmadi guest, attended the Jalsa with his wife on their personal expenditure. He says that the way guests are treated here and the love shown to the people here, I say this genuinely, that if they tell us to sleep on the floor and offer us only dry bread to eat, even then we will have no complaints. The reason being that the love and affection we found here cannot be matched anywhere in the world. Diana Sahiba, a Bosnian guest, also attended the Jalsa. She is a nurse by profession and is connected to the Jamaat through another family. She attends the Jamaat programs along with her husband and son. She also cooperates a lot in the Jamaat-related events. She traveled to the Jalsa with her husband and parents whilst bearing the travel expenses. She says, "All the Jalsa arrangements were executed perfectly. After watching these sincere workers, we felt ashamed for they were enduring such difficulty for our sake. The Jalsa atmosphere left a very positive impression on Amir Sahib, a guest who attended the Jalsa for the very first time. He says, "Upon my return, I shall convey the message that I cannot render in words about what my heart felt during the Jalsa. These things can only be experienced, and for this reason, everyone should spend a few days with this heavenly community in order to obtain conviction about the true heaven. Those amongst us who create some issues, who fight and develop grievances, such people should be ashamed after listening to the impressions and discussions of these non-Jamaat guests, and they should always treat each other with love and affection. This year, a delegation from Bulgaria comprising of 52 people attended the Jalsa in Germany. Among them, 20 were Ahmadis and 32 were non-Ahmadis. They travelled for approximately 32 hours by bus to reach Germany. The delegation included businessmen, lawyers, lecturers, students, as well as people from ordinary walks of life. One of the ladies, as he knows us, said, "This is the first time I have attended the Jalsa. I have heard a lot about the Jalsa from Ahmadis in Bulgaria. Here, people from different nations were all gathered in one place. Every one of them was meeting one another with respect and love at the Jalsa. If one wants to make a change in their life, then they need to attend the Jalsa. I have learnt a great deal from here. I would particularly like to mention two things. Firstly, one is taught the love of God, and secondly, people are taught to love and respect one another. Bulgaria is also among the countries whose registration has been cancelled, and the opposition from the non-Ahmadi ulama, i.e. the clerics, is at its peak. As a result, the government is also influenced by them. Therefore, pray for the Jamaat in Bulgaria, so that may Allah the Almighty improve their circumstances, and the Jamaat can be re-registered, and we can openly preach, that may God Almighty enable them to once again conduct Jamaat activities. A guest from Bulgarian delegation, Fifth Konev Sahib, said, "It is the first time I have attended such a blessed Jalsa. It is difficult to describe in words, but I have learnt that it is only Ahmadis who truly teach about peace and show respect and wish to make the world heaven-like. One can truly acquire the spiritual light of life, a light which grants life. I will now for the rest of my life inform people that Ahmadiyyat is the true Islam, which is striving to establish peace in the world." He also said, "I request for prayers." Then Dimorov Sahib, a guest from this delegation, addressed me and said, "Your address, in which love for mankind was mentioned, was very impressive." Similarly, he says, "I really loved when children would serve water to me and speak to me in very loving manner. The future of a nation whose children are like this is safe." Then Mrs. Desislaya Sahiba, a psychology lecturer, says, "This is the first time I have participated in the Jalsa. This Jalsa is a miracle. You receive love, peace and respect here, and I did not witness a single argument. Everyone was taking care of each other and meeting each other with smiles on their faces. I have specific dietary requirements, and from among thousands of guests, I was served food according to my dietary requirements. When I fell ill, I was immediately given medication. There was no VIP and everyone was equal. I was then very impressed by the Friday sermon. To love mankind, conceal the faults of others, to help one another, not to display someone's errors in front of others, but to instead pray for them, are such teachings which were mentioned by His Holiness, which made me contemplate if only the world could hear His voice today. If they wish to tread the right path, then they must listen to such voices and observe His teachings." A young man from Guinea-Bissau, Abu Bakr Sahib, who is pursuing a master's degree in public security in a university in Portugal, stated, "The security arrangements which I saw in the Jalsa were completely unique. To take care of a gathering of 40,000 people without the help of the police is no insignificant feat. To take care of such a large assembly is difficult even for a state. There are always some kind of incidents or altercations and disturbances. I did not see a single police officer here at the Jalsa, but despite that, I did not see a single person fighting. Rather, everyone seemed to be filled with love and brotherhood. This really left an impression on my heart." It is now the next country. A delegation of 65 people from Macedonia came and participated in the Jalsa. A large number of them travelled by bus for 42 hours, covering a distance of approximately 2,000 kilometres. Among them were 5 journalists of 4 different television stations. 3 were representatives of regional TV stations, while 1 journalist belonged to a national TV station. During the Jalsa, the journalists carried out their recordings and took interviews from different people. A further 28 journalists also met me. They said that they will make a documentary and show the recorded footage and the entire interview they had conducted. Among them, 32 were Christian, 23 were Ahmadis, and 10 were non-Ahmadis. On the last day, one of them took the oath of allegiance. A guest from the Macedonian city of Berova, Belagista Trenčovska, who is a lawyer by profession, said, "This is the first time I am attending this Jalsa. The entire organization of the event was outstanding, and I did not see any flaws." She told me, "The speeches left a deep effect on me, and that I learned from the speech that Islam actually means peace and not war. In reality, Islam teaches the people important fundamental matters as to how to establish a healthy, peaceful society and to bring it into practice. Islam always teaches to do good and abandon evil. This is a teaching which, if we act upon it, then the world will become a cradle of peace and love without war." She then says, "Whatever you said about the rights of women, I understand to be a very good teaching. Women are responsible for the education and upbringing of children, and their role is very important in this matter." Then, summarizing the speech on women's rights, she said, "In short, I will only say that you mentioned that it is the responsibility of a woman to look after the nest, while the man is the one who protects it. I believe that the husband is the head of a family, while the wife is the neck. Neither can survive without the other. The bed ceremony deeply impressed me, and it felt as if time had come to a standstill. There were people everywhere, and they did not want to be deprived of these moments. All the paths were in one direction, leading to where the head of the community was. At that moment, outside the Jalsa hall resembled a barren desert, and nobody could be seen visible outside. Nevertheless, I do have a few grievances. The Germany Jamaat members should not be overly pleased. God Almighty did cover up our weaknesses. However, the Tarbiyah department needs to keep this in mind, that outside the Jalsagar should become like a desert in reality. The reason is that I received some complaints that there were people walking around outside during the Jalsa proceedings, and MTA continued to show them. Even though it is a good thing that they showed the reality, more focus should be on the event during the proceedings. Owing to MTA, at the very least, many people will have become aware of these shortcomings. The aforementioned lady says, "I learnt a great deal about Islam throughout the Jalsa. It may be that the words be forgotten, but my depiction of Islam now will always remain." A female guest from Macedonia, who is a television reporter, says, "The Jalsa has guided me to a new aspect of Islam. There was a time when even the word Islam would be unlawful for me, but now I have been given a new introduction to Islam. As a journalist, I am very grateful to you for this new experience. I will take these impressions back with me to Macedonia, and my meeting with His Holiness," she met me also, "had a very positive effect on me. What you say is very true, that if you wish to understand Islam, then you should learn about it directly from the Holy Quran. Such ridicule should not be made with the true Islam, which is expressed by the people nowadays. In the end, I wish to say that I was completely satisfied with all the answers of the head of the community, and he guided me to new directions and horizons, and I have now seen the true picture of Islam." Then another Macedonian TV reporter, Saleh Roteski Saib, says, "This is the first time I have participated in such a meeting. All this was new to me. I have learnt a lot about Muslims. The workers of the Jalsa did not seem tired at all. The mannerisms of the workers was very strange to him, as they did not seem weary at all. I was very amazed to see so many people gather in one place, and everyone was completing their own tasks, and no one had any issues. I am very pleased to have been among these people, and some of them have become my friends, and friends are a wealth. After this Jalsa, I felt as if I had become very wealthy. Another TV reporter from Macedonia, Rodney Diloska Sahiba, says, "As a journalist, the Jalsa is a new experience for me. Any new international event is important to journalists. I feel very lucky to have witnessed this Jalsa live and to have learnt about it. All the arrangements of the Jalsa really impressed me. I have learnt many new things about Islam after this Jalsa. I took interviews of those who accepted Islam. When I return to Macedonia, I shall make a documentary of all these recordings and spread this message to the people of Macedonia." A guest from Lithuania by the name Agosti Sahib says, "I felt as if I was in my own home. Your community comes from different corners of the world to gather here for a short while, and there is an air of devotion all around. For a foreigner like me, it is absolutely astonishing, and it is like a completely different world. I am very happy to have had the opportunity to witness different cultures and backgrounds, religions, traditions, to eat and drink, and many other things. For you, Ahmadi people, to tackle the different difficulties every single day for a grand purpose is very praiseworthy." Your teachings are correct, and there is a universality about it. A guest from Lithuania says, "To witness the community from up close has been a real pleasure for me, because previously I knew nothing about Muslims. I have learnt a lot from this Jalsa, and now I will be able to live my life as best as I can. The teachings of this faith have proved beneficial to me in becoming a better person. I have been treated very well here." Thus, the non-Ahmadis also feel a change within them after attending the Jalsa. Therefore, we Ahmadis for whom the Jalsa is organized, how much of an effort are we required to make in order to bring about a change within ourselves? He further adds, "I felt as if I was the only guest and everyone else was taking care of my comfort. I am highly appreciative of this." Another guest from Lithuania, Mrs. Agrida, said, "This is my first time attending this event, and I was truly astonished to see so many people. There were people from different faiths and cultures that were all gathered together, and everyone was helping one another. I was also truly amazed and astonished at how beautiful the event was organized, and after listening to the proceedings and meeting the Khalifa, has further increased my interest to learn about the community. I will certainly read your literature, because after listening to the addresses by the head of the community, I have realized that whatever was said was rational. I had a very good experience, and now I shall wait for the next Jalsa." However, she did have a suggestion for Germany's administration. She said, "I believe that various programs and exhibitions were organized during the session intervals, and in order to improve this, more information should be given about them so that a larger number of people can visit them. Similarly, a delegation consisting of 18 people attended from Kosovo, in which one was a non-Ahmadi and the rest of the 17 were Ahmadis. A guest from Estonia, Laura Sahiba, states, I am extremely impressed with the organization of the Jalsa. It seems as if the administration had thought about every possible situation from before. There was a solution to every need and difficulty that arose. As a guest, I was treated with the utmost respect, and every need of mine was taken care of. I generally found the atmosphere of the Jalsa to be excellent. The attendees of the Jalsa were very peaceful and helpful. I am very happy that I had the opportunity to meet so many good people who were all relating to their experiences with the community in a very passionate manner. I listened to the speeches of the Jalsa and especially derived great pleasure from listening to the addresses of the head of the Ahmadiyya community, which was in relation to the current affairs. The message of the addresses were very clear and with a new thinking and understanding, which I shall be taking back with me. The concluding address by the head of the Ahmadiyya community compels one to ponder over many things, and this left a deep impression on me, and it was truly an impactful experience. A delegation comprising of 48 people attended from Albania. 19 among them were Ahmadis and 29 were non-Ahmadi Albanians. They travelled for 43 hours. Among them were two representatives from the government. One of these was the chairman of the state committee, Oyna Kultz. Similarly, a delegation of 20 people attended the Jalsa from Hungary. 11 were Ahmadis and the rest were non-Ahmadis. A guest, Ajia Yas Sahiba, who is originally from Armenia and is very renowned for her social work in a town, Gyol. She is also a spokesperson of the cabinet for the Armenian minority in the country. One of the missionaries in Hungary says, in the evening after the Jalsa had concluded, she said, I am walking in the midst of thousands of Muslims without any fear. Everyone here is civilized, courteous, and adheres to the rules and is respectful towards women. The media claims that migrants, particularly the Muslims, ill-treat people from other faiths and also women, but they should come here and witness how courteous they are. She further said, a little boy came to me and did not ask who I am or where I have come from, but simply put a glass of water before me. When I had drunk the water, another child came from behind and took the empty glass from me. Here, the elders as well as the children are ambassadors of love. Later, when she was told about the total attendance, she said, the Christians should have attended 10 times more in number and should learn how to respect one another in a civilized society. Another guest from Hungary, Mr. Gaber Thomas Sahib, while explaining his sentiments, said, the religious atmosphere, peace, humanity and brotherhood witnessed here and the opportunity to derive benefit from it cannot be found anywhere else in the world. I have worked as a priest in America for a long time, and I have travelled the world, but I have never witnessed such a sight before. Ahmadis are extremely fortunate that they have a leader who loves the Ahmadis and guides them in everything. After having attended the Jalsa, I feel my faith has greatly strengthened. He further said, your community is growing day by day, and we Christians are decreasing by the day. Our churches are becoming empty, and when I asked the head of the community, he also said that materialism is increasing and spirituality is diminishing, hence all of this is happening. He also said, we have to tell the world that we have one God, and it is only by believing in Him that we can establish peace. And he quoted me here. A Syrian friend, Akram Dumani Sahib, said, I was introduced to the community almost 1 month ago. I was present in one of the gatherings of the Ahmadis there, and I learnt about Ahmadiyya for the first time. I then attended the Jalsa with my family. People were very nice and hospitable here, and spoke about the beliefs of the community in a very loving and affectionate manner. One of the things which I consider to be a miracle is that despite such a large number of people in attendance, there was not a single instance of any fight or altercation in all 3 days. In fact, even during the Hajj, people sometimes argue and quarrel with one another. However, here I did not notice anyone speaking even in a loud tone to another person. Another thing which I consider to be a miracle is that Ahmadis look at women guests with a sense of brotherhood and respect. My wife also told me that not once did anyone look at her with ill intent. Usama Abu Muhammad Halabi Sahib said, despite such a large number of people in attendance at the Jalsa, the organization of the event was excellent, and for the purpose of safety and security, all measures were taken, and despite such a large number, the volunteers offered an exemplary service. Our Ahmadi brothers served us in the most excellent manner in providing food and accommodation. Indeed, it is evidently clear that we find truth in every word and action of theirs, which is non-existent in many other sects in Islam. Although I am not an Ahmadi, but I must say that I have to commend all your efforts. A Syrian friend from Poland, Mahmoud Sahib, said, after listening to the address of the head of the Ahmadi community, my heart is filled with emotions of great joy and happiness. In one single address, he presented the solution of all the world's problems. He further said, he told us how peace can be established among the different countries and provided a solution in light of the Islamic teachings. As a result of this, I have begun to take pride in being a Muslim. Another guest, Boy Migar Sahib, said, the head of the Ahmadiyya community spoke about the importance of understanding one another and exchanging views, and this is something that the world is in need of today. His words have forced me to ponder over the current state of affairs in the world. By quoting the verses from the Holy Quran, he proved that Islam is not a religion of extremism. He also told us that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, was such a person that would even forgive his enemies. He further said, after listening to the address of the Khalifa, I have come to realize for the first time that what Islam really is. Islam is a religion of peace and affection. Islam is certainly not like the one the media has portrayed. In Germany, for the past 2 or 3 years, the Bayt, i.e. the Pledge of Initiation ceremony, has been taking place. For those attending the Jalsa, 33 people from 11 different countries had the opportunity to perform the Bayt ceremony. They originated from Albania, the Gambia, Ghana, Germany, Iraq, Yemen, Morocco, Palestine, Syria, Turkey, and Lithuania. Namis Abdul Jalil Sahiba from Estonia was also present and had the opportunity to perform the Bayt. She said, I am of Palestinian origin and married to an Estonian youth. I am attending the Jalsa Salana for the second time. After the first time I attended the Jalsa, I returned home with a lot of doubts and reservations. However, during this Jalsa, I prayed fervently to God Almighty to guide me to the right path. And if the Ahmadiyya community is the correct way to spend one's life, then may God guide me towards it. As a result of the satisfaction that God Almighty granted me, I performed the Bayt the following day. I consider myself very fortunate that countless people at the Jalsa prayed for me to become an Ahmadi. I listened to all the speeches last year. However, this year I had the opportunity to listen attentively to the entire proceedings. Consequently, God Almighty instilled the truth of Ahmadiyyat in my heart and assured me that this is the true Jamaat. Thus, I performed the Bayt. She further adds, I have never seen such unity and brotherhood amongst the women as I have seen here. I met women from various countries, many of whom I may never meet again. Nevertheless, I will always remember them in my prayers. It is my belief that becoming an Ahmadi and joining the community was part of the will of God Almighty. Thus, these were the sentiments of some of the guests that I have presented. By the grace of Allah, the Almighty, The Jalsa becomes a source of opening people's hearts and as well as removing people's doubts and reservations. It also presents the true picture of Islam. May Allah the Almighty continuously spread these blessings. With regards to the media coverage, on the first day, a press conference took place after the Friday prayers, in which national and international media outlets were present. The international media outlets included television and newspaper representatives from Italy, Macedonia, Austria, Brazil, and Belgium. From among the German national outlets, four television channels were present, as well as three press media outlets. From the local media outlets, NTV radio channel and three other print outlets were present. According to the reports, the coverage of 3 days through the collective media outlets included five television channels, three radio channels, and 61 newspapers and other print media outlets. The message of the Jalsa Salana reached more than 59,200,000 people. Furthermore, the coverage by international media outlets that is expected to be broadcast in the coming week, according to the media representatives, is expected to reach a viewership of 41,300,000. Similarly, the coverage of Jalsa Salana Germany was shown using the Al Islam website and with the help of MTA German Studios. They also uploaded a press release from the Central Press and Media Department. The Jalsa was also covered widely on social media. This included Facebook, which had four posts that were viewed by 420,000 people and 36,000 likes and comments. In addition to this, on Twitter, 536,000 people saw the Jalsa tweets and 5,800 retweeted about Jalsa. Thus, these were some of the sentiments of various guests that attended the Jalsa. However, there were some shortcomings, which I will briefly mention. I have already mentioned one earlier in that people were wandering outside. For this, the Tarbiyah department should work to ensure that people do not wander around aimlessly during the proceedings. The sound system did not function properly, especially during the Friday sermon. In addition to this, there were some technical issues. Although they were resolved later and it improved, the Germany Jamaat should work to improve in this department. Then there were some complaints that there was too much audible interference in the in-ear translation devices. This should also be rectified. Similarly, due to an unanticipated amount of guests, almost 400 guests were left without mattresses. Although this is not a grave issue, nevertheless, Germany Jamaat should make better provisions for the future. Some people have also complained about the lack of discipline inside the Jalsa Gah. This needs to be addressed. One reason for this could be that one of the machines of the cooling system for the hall broke down. As a result of this, the temperature inside the hall increased. However, even here during the Jalsa Salana UK, inside the marquee the temperature is quite high, yet people remain seated quietly. Therefore, this is not an excuse, and the Tarbiyah department should work particularly in this regard. They should remind the Ahmadis all year round. Nevertheless, with regards to these shortcomings, I have mentioned a few. They should also ponder over their own deficiencies and work to improve on this. Similarly, there were complaints about a shortage of food. On the first day, the quantity of food was insufficient with respect to the number of attendees. Nonetheless, this issue should have been resolved by the following day. However, this was not the case, and the salan, i.e. the meat curry, continued to be insufficient. In the end, dal, i.e. curry made of lentils, had to be made on an emergency basis, and this continued to occur. Many people were only served this as a result. They should focus their attention on this matter and ensure adequate planning is made beforehand. May Allah grant all of the workers to strive towards improvement for the future. During this tour, there was also a mosque opening ceremony. By the grace of Allah, this had a positive impact on the guests, and they unequivocally expressed their opinion that this Islam should spread throughout Germany. This ceremony also received wide publicity. Representatives of two television channels and two newspapers were present, And through these outlets, the message of the true Islam reached 1.65 million people. May Allah enable the Germany Jamaat to work towards spreading the message of Islam in a greater capacity in the future, and further enable them to build upon the coverage they have received.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وَدُّوهُ يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ